Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Pneumaticast. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled, Anyone in Christ is a Qualitatively New Creation. I am going to be reading from Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 2, which reads, And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man, speaking of Jesus, blasphemeth. And blasphemy is a word that means to speak against the essence or the character of an individual. It is slander. And so in the Old Testament, the word blasphemy or slander means to stand against the life of an individual. I want you to see the severity, the virulent severity of their claims against Jesus. Verse 4, And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Now please notice carefully verse 4, And Jesus, knowing their thoughts. Verse 3 tells us that certain of the scribes who were the copyists of the scriptures in their day said within themselves. In verse 4, we read that Jesus, quote, knowing their thoughts, unquote, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, egaire, and walk. So, egaire is a very important word for us because it is a word that will also denote the resurrection of Jesus or Jesus himself. Anastasis, nekron, to stand up again, which means to rise from the dead. Will also be used of him. Verse 6, For that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. And the word forgive here means to send off from one. To send off from one. It is to relieve an individual of a debt that cannot be repaid. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he, that is the one who had been sick of the palsy, arose and departed to his house. And when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such powers or such power unto men. One of the most prominent feature of the Gospels and one of the most compelling features of the Gospel documents is the reports, or are the reports that we read about the very compelling nature of the public ministry of Jesus. And juxtaposed to that is the staunch, the entrenched rejection of his public ministry by the leaders. The leaders had an entrenched philosophy. And it is also reported in the Gospels that they were concerned about being removed from power. And so the presence of the Jesus was not wanted by them because he would remove them from their place. And instead of, therefore, instead of receiving the healing message of God through Jesus, he was rejected. And a very interesting conspiracy would grow or come into existence between the Pharisees, who were the traditionalists, and the conservatives, the Sadducees, who were the liberals, and who questioned many things about the scriptures, and held many fanciful speculations about the scriptures, and the Herodians. So the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians would come together along and with the Roman government, and they would see to it, or so they believe, with their political will, see to it that the Jesus would come to an end. And so the one who was chosen for this was Judas, from the family of Iscariot. And we read in the Old Testament that this was indeed a very old family, from the family of Iscariot. And so this one, Judas, was chosen by the religious authorities to supplant and undermine Jesus. Now, I wanted to bring out verse 4 because we read, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts. And so he knew the conspiracy. He knew when it began, and he knew how it would end. He also knew, on top of that, that is the Jesus, that these things were allowed. The divine passive is central, or was central, in this undertaking by the politicians. It was allowed. Please note in verse 2, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. What we have here is an adjectival noun. And with an adjectival noun, we have this force. So this individual is completely identified with his condition. In other words, he is his condition. The Greek word sick of the palsy further means to be dissolved. And what we have before us is what is called the substantival force of the adjective. Now, we are further told, in the first, the reason for this individual's condition. We're not told how long he had this pre-existing condition. That is not given to us. in John 5, there was an individual who was suffering from a condition similar to this. He too was sick of the palsy, and he had been in that condition for 38 years. And his estate too was due to sin in his life. His condition was due to disobedience. And so, in John 5, that individual was suffering the consequences of his action. In this instance, too, we have an individual who is suffering from the consequences of his behavior. Notice verse 2, that once again, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer. I love the bedside manner of Jesus. Be of good cheer, present imperative. Thy sins be forgiven. And so, here is a new gestalt, if you will. Here is a gestalt. Here is a viewpoint that is radical and that is different from the status quo. The status quo stands against this new gestalt because it is not in line with their entrenched viewpoint. The new gestalt in Jesus does not support their entrenched pathology. And where there is an entrenched pathology or condition, there is entrenched pathological thinking. And those who are involved in entrenched pathological thinking are unaware of their condition. It is interesting that here in verse 2, we have an adjectival noun to describe this person's condition. Once again, he is completely identified with his condition. He is his condition. And today in the medical literature, the same terminology is used for those who have certain types of diseases. They become identified with their condition. I want us to realize and to understand the very contemporary manner of the language that is used here. And that what the biblical documents do for us is to show us indeed something very important about the human condition and the state of being in which we all reside outside of Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a qualitatively new creation. That is the force of the Greek word new creation. One is made qualitatively new to remain so. Is the force of the Greek. Once again, anyone in Christ, in Christos, the Greek preposition in means within the sphere of, and the Greek preposition in is also a preposition of rest. Anyone in Christ is a qualitatively new, ever to remain so, creation. Verse 2, son or technon is the Greek word here. The Greek word for son is huios, and huios is not in the text. It is technon, which tells us that this was a young person. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven. Perfect indicative. Statement of fact. At a point in time, this new reality, this new gestalt entered into his life to remain so. The passive voice tells us that the individual receives the force of the verb. That is, he was acted upon. That is, the force of power outside of himself acted upon him to create the new gestalt. Now, in the midst of this fantastic event of this individual receiving new life, there is the presence of the pathological. We read in verse 8 that the multitudes saw this and marveled and glorified God, which had given such power to men. But those in power said in verse 4, in verse 3, and behold, a certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. Therefore, missing the blessing of the ascesis. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 reads, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, including Judas, he gave unto them power. He gave unto them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. Notice, to cast them out and to heal therapeuen, to heal all manner of nosan, sickness, and all manner of malachian. Malachian is an interesting word. Here it is translated disease. It is translated disease in our text. And so malachian is an interesting word because it means softness. It is a word that means effeminacy in man. It means weakness. And so we will see throughout Matthew's gospel that we have this force also with regard to this word. Malakos means soft. Malasso means to soften. Literally, once again, it is soften referring to men, meaning delicacy and or effeminacy. The word is used also in Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing, therapeuon, all manner of
sickness, noson. N-O-S-O-N, from this word noson, we get the word nosology, which means the study of diseases. Look it up, please, nosology, the study of diseases. And all manner, Malachian, of, and all manner of Malachian among the people. So there are those who seek to reject the import of Jesus the healer, and they seek to reject the new gestalt that God has brought into the world through him. Matthew 12:36 reads, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." The Greek word for judgment is crisis, K-R-I-S-I-S, the day of crisis, which is also a noun, the day of crisis. Verse 37, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." We go on in Matthew chapter 13. We read that Jesus went home in his public ministry in Matthew 13:54. "And when he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" In Luke chapter 4, we read that his first message, his first sermon, if you will, was delivered at the synagogue of his hometown. And they tried to take his life after that first message. "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren, James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas?" Not Judas of Iscariot. It is one of the brothers of Jesus. "And his sisters," so he had come from a large family, "and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?" They're false syllogistic reasoning had them captured, their thinking had undermined their appreciation for him. And please notice once again where thinking comes in, where the mind comes in, where the so-called executive function comes in. Notice, it began with a false premise, which leads to a false conclusion concerning the Jesus. Verse 7, "And they were all, and they were offended." This word offended is a word from which you get our word scandal. They were scandalized at him. They were scandalized at him. I've read books over my career in which people were offended. They were scandalized in the ages. "But Jesus said unto them," see, they were offended in him, but he was never scandalized by people. "The Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." And as a result, verse 58, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief," their collective unbelief, their collective negative mentality. I told defeat. It is very serious to attempt to pass judgment on the biblical text. It is very serious to pass judgment on the person of Christ without thinking certain consequences will follow. One of the things that adults and adult awareness brings is the consequences of one's actions. And most certainly, thinking is more than the firing of synapses. Thinking involves certain presumptions, certain inferences. Thinking involves a certain set of beliefs, whether conscious or unconscious, that one brings to the interpretation of an event or events. And one must live either with the freedom of one's interpretations, or one lives under the limitations of one's thinking. The new Gestalt in Jesus can only be experienced by those who come to him with humility. The scripture never tells us that all conditions of sickness or disease is a result of sin. The Bible explains to us that sickness can be caused by unclean spirits, but our medical community has not developed a sophisticated awareness of supernatural spirits. It is not a part of the medical model. Indeed, it is not a part of the model of much Christian thinking. Most certainly, in theories with regard to mental health or theories of the mind as such, do or have not developed a sophisticated awareness of unclean spirits or demonia. And so there is limited awareness as to the impact that this dimension has upon human behavior. Well, the Jesus had this and possesses today this sophisticated understanding of these things, of these phenomena. The gestalt that he brings, the new awareness that he brings to us, is one of holistic salvation, one of complete healing, one that is qualitatively new. If anyone is in Christ, he is a qualitatively new creation. My prayer is that you will read the Gospel of Matthew with humility, approach the Son of God for who he is and the healing that he can give and provide and the new life that he has come to give for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die, but have life. I am Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.